You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Our focus now is on Curie Beach, the smallest of the three beach towns in New Hanover County, located between Fort Fisher and Carolina Beach on Pleasure Island. Joining me now is John Ellen, who is running for one of the two open commissioner seats on Curie Beach Town Council. After graduating from NC State, John Ellen joined the Air Force and served for 26 years, predominantly, he says, in the intercontinental ballistic missile field. He served as a missile squadron commander, and after pioneering a personnel and resource reduction study, the commander of Strategic Air Command made him the first ever group commander in Strategic Air Command. Following his retirement from the Air Force, he joined a woman-owned engineering firm and continued to serve the Air Force as a consultant. He settled in Curie Beach 5 years ago and has served on the Planning and Zoning Commission for 4 years, the last two of which he served as chair. He is also the Curie Beach representative to the Wilmington Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, and he serves on Congressman David Rauser's Veterans Affairs Council. John Ellen, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And you can ask your own question of John Ellen by calling us on this Thursday at 910-343-1138 or by emailing us at coastline@whqr.org. John Ellen, in your campaign statement that you sent to us, you talk about the kind of local government you want to create. In your opinion, what's missing now? What could you do better that isn't being done?
We have good government in Curie Beach. The mayor has been active for 2 years, Ms. Swearingen. She has decided to step down, I think most people know.
Although she is running for a seat on
council. And she is running for one of the council seats, and she was a council member before. As I say, we have good government. I want to be part of that good government. To take my turn with the other members that will be staying, of course, and then one of the other candidates that will be elected. So there will be two new persons on the council with a new mayor.
In your bio, you call out the gender of the engineering firm you joined after retiring from the Air Force, a woman-owned engineering firm. Why?
That's the way she made the, the announcement of her company. I've worked for a number of women over the years through the Air Force that have been senior to me. When I retired and was in the Pentagon another 20 years, I continued to work for the officers after I became a civilian. Worked for many women. Ms. Wilson was her name. She just advertised the company as a small woman-owned consulting firm. So.
Parking is a major issue in a place like Curie Beach. And, of course, Curie Beach currently offers free parking. Would you ever support pay parking to deal with the crowding problem? And what are some other ways that Curie Beach might mitigate that issue?
I could support paid parking. I would maybe change the title a little bit and call it managed parking. Some folks talk about making paid parking down around the Curie Beach Pier area where there are designated slots. You have to do more than just put up parking meters. That will undoubtedly drive some people back into the neighborhoods because they won't want to pay for the parking. So we have to look at the parking issue in a bigger perspective than just, oh, let's make a few dollars, go put in some meters, and have, parking.
So what are some of the other options then? Would you limit tourists' ability to park on residential streets?
I think I would. The residents deserve their frontage of their home without being all day long, unless maybe they would charge also. We can look at things, more bike paths, more incentive to walk, whether or not there's some property that could have a small parking lot a few blocks from the downtown or the beach area, and then run golf carts between the parking lot and the activity areas of the community. We could promote more golf cart use by some of the residents. There's not very much you can do to the roadway.
How do you promote golf cart use?
Advertisement. Just having some down there, maybe, as I say, using them to ferry pedestrians back and forth from a parking lot to the beach area. There are more and more golf carts in use today since my wife and I settled there 5 years ago. Kiri Beach requires that a golf cart be street legal as opposed to some other areas along the...
Like neighboring Carolina Beach, which does not. And as we've discussed with some of the other candidates, that's a head-scratcher for both towns, because tourists don't necessarily know where the line is or that regulations are changing when you're crossing that line. So if you win a seat on town council, how will you address some of those discrepancies in policy between the two beach towns?
Well, we can certainly meet, and they do have scheduled meetings between the two towns and discuss that. And I don't think Kiri Beach would be willing, the people I know and the council members that I know, to change their policy to be less restrictive than street legal. Along with advertising and getting the education out there for the more total use of golf carts, which will lessen up some of the traffic, being street legal means everything that you do in a car, you should be doing in a golf cart. For instance, you may see a street legal golf cart in Kiri Beach with a child up in the front seat of a young age that's not in a child seat. So you're supposed to also comply with the laws of a car when you're using a golf cart.
For tourists unaware of those laws and for your basic scuff law, how should Kiri Beach be doing more to enforce those regulations?
I think that if it's seen, it's enforced. I think that we have a wonderful police department in Kiri Beach. Those guys and gals do a great job.
Kiri Beach is scheduled to approve its long-range plan sometime this winter. And you, of course, have been part of the planning process. In a survey that was conducted to sort of feed the long-range plan, to inform it, the town said the variety of dining available in Kiri Beach is just fair. That was the majority of respondents to this survey. And fair is the designation just above poor. Is it important to improve that ranking? And why or why not?
Well, food service is, in a tourist area, is certainly a big deal to a lot of folks. And if you're going to spend a week or more in our town, you probably don't want to eat at the same venue every night, or lunch and dinner every day of your visit. So yes, it's important to provide the different types of restaurant capability to the people. We have a burger place. We have several nice dinner restaurants in the area. You can try to promote more business. There are other restaurants in Carolina Beach that the people use.
Do you think Kiri Beach needs to make its downtown business district a little more robust, just kind of all the way around? Or would that impugn the character of Kiri Beach?
No, I think we have the room and the wherewithal to increase our business capability, definitely.
And how would you do that?
Well, again, sitting on council or the Planning and Zoning Commission is a matter of advertisement, making it business friendly. We have a great set of residents in our town. We are small. There's not a lot of room to make new. You could have a particular venue sell out or be bought by somebody else that wants to change something. There is a small location along the strip there as you approach the pier that one of those stores, if you will, storefront, is on the market to sell. So I don't know who may come in there to put in some other type of business.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. We're talking with John Allen right now. He's seeking one of the two available seats on Curie Beach Town Council. You just have a few minutes left to get your own question in during the live Thursday discussion by calling 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. From that same survey conducted by Curie Beach, John Allen, a majority of respondents said the growth of New Hanover County is a serious problem. How does Curie Beach need to plan for that?
Well, we have to think through what that's going to mean for our small town. There is only so much room, as I've said. Most of the property is residential. We have a few small motels there near the pier in the downtown district area. So you're certainly going to continue to get tourists. We are going to get what we call day trippers come down from the Wilmington area. We get them today. And certainly our summer months are much more frequented because of our draw to the beach and the fishing and the pleasantness, and you got to go through Curie Beach to get to the Fort Fisher Confederate Fort Recreation and to the aquarium. So we are, right there in the center of all that area for visiting people.
The town of Curie Beach is holding an open house tonight, October 26th, to show the public its facilities and make the case for the new fire station and the expansion of Town Hall, and all of that's estimated to cost around $5 million. Of course, during the time of that renovation and expansion, those facilities would be closed and those town functions would need to move elsewhere. One candidate, at least, is just dead set against this project. And he contends that a survey was done by Curie Beach and 60% of respondents said they did not want this expansion, but the town moved ahead anyway. Is that true? And where do you stand on this project?
Well, the town has moved ahead. The current council has voted to move ahead on the project. I support moving ahead. I think the impetus behind the open house is to show people that what we currently have is inadequate for the mission that those facilities are supposed to provide, fire, police, and the town hall administration of town business. So I do support what the council has put in place.
Matt from Curie Beach just called in, and he says there are no parking spaces near the four restaurants downtown or at the fishing pier. How would you regulate this when there are no spaces available?
I'm not sure what he's referring to, because Jack Mack's has a few parking spots right in front of it. So does Big Daddy's. There's parking beside the Quick Mart gas station. There's a huge lot right there. Across the street from Big Daddy's, there's parking. There's parking on the street as you proceed down to our major stoplight there on both north and south of that. So there is some parking there. Now, he may not be going at the time that that he can find an open spot.
That's a different thing then.
Right.
From,
but
right.
There is parking spots along where he is referring to.
Since the town's water comes from wells, are you concerned about the safety of the town's water supply in light of the unfolding story around Gen X and other potentially toxic chemical compounds?
From what I've learned from listening, reading, and talking to the current council members, I'm not certainly over-concerned about our problem. We do get water from deep wells rather than out of the river. That's the majority of the Gen X problem is river-related.
And that's this edition of Coastline. John Ellen, thank you so much for being with us today.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks also to Jerry Dockery and Kenny Rogers. Coastline's technical director is Ken Campbell. Associate producer is Rachel Keith. Production assistant is Caitlin Hanrahan. And special thanks to Caroline DeVries, WHQR's webmaster. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at WHQR.org. Get the podcast or find it on the WHQR app. Tune in for the rebroadcast of this episode Sunday afternoon at 2. Join us for Coastline live Wednesdays and Thursdays at noon here on HQR News 91.3 and 98.9 FM. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.